Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 24, verse 1. Acts 24, verse 1. And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman, one Tertullus. They laid before the governor their case against Paul, and when he had been summoned, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Since through you we enjoy much peace, and since by your foresight, most excellent Felix, reforms are being made for this nation, in every way and everywhere we accept this with all gratitude. But to detain you no further, I beg you in your kindness to hear us briefly, for we have found this man a plague, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world and is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple, but we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to find out from him about everything of which we accuse him." The Jews also joined in the charge, affirming that all these things were so. And when the governor had nodded to him to speak, Paul replied, "Knowing that for many years you have been a judge over this nation, I cheerfully make my defense. You can verify that it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem, and they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd, either in the temple or in the synagogue in the city. Neither can they prove to you what they now bring up against me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets, having a hope in God which these men themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. So I always take pains to have a clear conscience toward both God and man. Now after several years I came to bring alms to my nation and to present offerings. While I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple without any crowd or tumult. But some Jews from Asia, they ought to be here before you and to make an accusation, should they have anything against me. Or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they have found when I stood before the council. Other than this one thing that I cried out while standing among them, it is with respect to the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you to this day." But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, "When Lysias the tribune comes down, I will decide your case." Then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody but have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." At the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul. So he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. Now 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea, and the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, asking a favor against Paul that he summon him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea, and that he himself intended to go there shortly. "So," said he, "let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there is anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him." After he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued in his defense, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense. But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal, where I ought to be tried. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you yourself know very well. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, "To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go." In yesterday's reading, I had given you some date ranges about all of these events. You'll notice that today we had an indicator showing that Paul had been imprisoned for 2 years, and now there is a change between Felix and Festus. Well, since we know that Felix was procurator over Judea until AD 60, we now know a more accurate date concerning these events. So he would have been imprisoned around AD 58, and now these events around AD 60. When you are reading through areas like the book of Acts and you see these indicators, they can help you narrow down time frames for different things and put it into context. I find this especially helpful in the book of Acts, just to try to lay out in my own mind the sequence of events and what's coming up. For example, in AD 70, the destruction of Jerusalem. It also helps me understand how much time has passed since Jesus was crucified and the establishment of the church. It's been some 25 years since that point, and these Jews are still trying to snuff out what they consider to be a sect, even though it is the true church of the Lord. You might also notice that it mentioned that Felix was married to a Jew. In addition to this, verse 22 says that Felix had a rather accurate knowledge of the way. So he spoke with Paul on numerous occasions, and it states that he was alarmed by the things that he was hearing when Paul was talking about righteousness, self-control, and this coming judgment. But we don't see him becoming a Christian. We don't see him acting on the knowledge in which he was gaining. There are many people that will find it alarming that there will be a judgment on that last day, but yet they do not develop a faith and then obedience. But Felix is really acting as a politician. He keeps Paul in prison for a long length of time, hoping that he might receive a bribe. He doesn't receive that bribe, and so he decides to do the Jews a favor. I have often wondered why he wanted to do the Jews a favor, considering he was leaving office, but I assume that he had some other aspirations about continuing in politics. So Festus takes over, and he is, I guess you would say, going about and surveying the area in which he is going to be over, and he is thinking about these events with Paul. The Jews lay out their case against Paul with Festus, and I would make an assumption that Felix and Festus discussed things as these events take place, and so he probably knows something about Paul. And after this amount of time, I think Paul understands that nothing's ever going to come of this. He could sit in prison forever. And so he makes an appeal to Caesar, which as a Roman citizen he had a right to do. And once he did that, it was out of the hands of Festus, and he would have to be sent then to Rome. But before that happens, there's going to be a little bit more to the story that we will get to tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.